हरे कृष्णा। बीटिंग आवर हेड अगेंस्ट द वॉल इज नॉट ह्यूमिलिटी, इट इज स्टुपिडिटी। बीटिंग आवर हेड अगेंस्ट अ वॉल, इट डज नथिंग एक्सेप्ट हर्ट अस। द वॉल इज नॉट गोइंग टू ब्रेक बाय दैट। बीटिंग आवर हेड अगेंस्ट अ वॉल, इट इज ऑल्सो यूज नॉट जस्ट लिटरली बट मेटाफोरिकली टू रेफर टू डूइंग समथिंग विच प्रोड्यूसेज नो रिजल्ट्स, which only hurts us. So say sometimes when we are trying to share spiritual knowledge with others, now we try again and again in various ways to help people understand, to explain some concepts to them, to invite them to come, to give them as many opportunities and facilities to try to connect with their own spiritual side. But some people are just not interested. You know, we try to speak about them, but they just tune off. And we understand after some time that we're just wasting our time. So now we may have sometimes a perverse understanding of humility where we think that, oh, actually when people don't take me seriously, and that makes me humble. Yes, that can make us humble. But our purpose is not just to become humble. Our purpose is to serve Krishna. We don't have to make humility an end in itself. Our purpose is to serve Krishna. And for the purpose of serving Krishna, if we don't get honor, if we have to tolerate disrespect from others, humiliation even from others, we are ready to tolerate it as humility, as an opportunity to become humble, to develop humility. But if the service to Krishna itself is not happening, if people are just not interested, then again and again trying to make uninterested people interested, that is like beating our head. And that won't help us develop humility, that is simply our stupidity. So we need to find out people who are interested. We need to spark, we need to have at least a little spark of spiritual interest. And then we spark that and help them come closer to Him, closer to Krishna. Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, after He speaks this whole message, then He talks about sharing this message with others. And then in 18.68 He says, Ya idam paramam guhyam mad bhakteshu abhidasyati bhaktim mai param krutva mame vaishyatya samshayah. So He says that speak this knowledge to those who are devoted to Me. And the previous verse, 18.67, He says, Idam te na tapaskaya na bhaktaya kadachana na cha shushrushave vachyam na cha yo mam yo abhisuyati. So He gives different categories of people, describes characteristics of the people to whom we need not share this message. Idam te na tapaskaya, that those who are not capable of doing some austerity, those who are too infatuated with worldly pleasures, completely impulsive, can't think of anything higher in their lives. Na bhaktaya kadachana, they have no devotional inclination. Na cha shushrushave vachyam, those are not even ready to hear, not ready to apply, not ready to serve. Jamamyo abhisuyati, and those who are outright envious of Krishna. He says, better not speak this message to them. It is not that Krishna wants to keep them deprived, but Krishna is telling us that not everybody will have the same level of receptivity. And those who are not receptive, just move on. There are many people who are receptive and we focus on giving the knowledge to them. So, we focus on not developing humility, but sharing spirituality. And by sharing spirituality, we look at where there is receptivity. And that way, we will, while serving Krishna, we will ourselves, by the endeavor to serve Krishna, develop humility, develop purity, enhance our spirituality, and more importantly, we will help others also develop their spirituality. So our purpose is not just to develop humility, to beat our head against a wall by doing something which is not productive at all, but we move towards Krishna steadily and inspire others to move towards Krishna. And for that, we need to be discerning about who is receptive and focus on sharing the knowledge with them. Of course, some people may be covered by a little unreceptive covering and we may need to persevere to remove that covering. But some people are just not interested, and better just offer them our good wishes, end the interaction on a cordial note, pray for them from a distance and move on towards people who are ready to appreciate Krishna's message. That way, we will transform, we will become agents for Krishna and transforming their lives. And we will also become enlivened by seeing the transformation that Krishna is bringing in their lives. And we will become enlivened to transfer ourselves further by the practice of bhakti. Thank you. Hare Krishna.